So before we start this up, we would like to give a huge shout out and thank you to our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So the sponsor of this episode is SkinSpace, and it is a brand new website that specializes in finding all these nice little niche cult beauty brands. You know how much we love to find them, Ames.
Oh, we do. But not only is it a shop, they've also got a blog called Skin School.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That is a school I should have gone to when I was younger. But anyhow, if you're shopping on skinspace.co and you come across a product and you're not quite sure if it's right for you, or you don't know how it would fit into your routine, then head over to Skin School and you'll find your answer there.
How amazing. Thank you so much to SkinSpace for sponsoring this episode. Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. I am Charles.
Believe it or not. I'm Amy. And out of the two of us, I bet you can guess which one hasn't just come back from a four-day festival.
Is it you, Ames?
I think I sound pretty perky, to be honest. You sound like an old man.
I do. I sound absolutely horrendous.
Good
God
time,
save
though.
Me. Yeah, fresh from Glastonbury. Got back a few hours ago. And here we are, podcasting.
Gorgeous. Bam, bam. Priorities.
Yeah.
Very apt, though, because if you haven't already seen, today's episode is about
festival skin. Woohoo!
So, yeah.
I'm going to start out by just letting you know that my intentions were pure.
Yeah, you can say that, but I think you're lying to yourself.
I'm not lying. My intentions were so pure. So, I was the only one that packed a full SPF and after sun.
Sent a message this weekend. Right, so if you guys are from the UK, I don't even know if there was a heatwave in America this weekend.
I mean, there probably is. It's July now.
Yeah, probs. But the UK and quite a lot of Europe had a massive heatwave. In the UK, it was mainly in the south,
Somerset,
which is obviously where Glastonbury is. I am very much in the north, not that far up north though. So because we thought the weather was going to be really nice over the weekend, I had two barbecues, like the fat bitch I am. I had one on Saturday with my boyfriend's family, one on Sunday. Both times I was sat there in a fleece trying to enjoy my barbecue.
Oh my honestly, God. Like, why did you...
I can't do that fast enough.
Both Why times. Why did you have a barbecue when it wasn't so...
Because we'd
I
already
cannot
bought...
believe the stark contrast. Ames, I nearly faked a heat stroke twice just to go to the medical tent for shade.
You should... Honestly, I was
and
pissed
also,
off.
Can I just put it out there? Don't read the news where they're saying Glastonbury, the queues weren't an hour long for water and there was plenty of shade. Bullshit. Bullshit. I missed loads of acts because there wasn't enough shade. So I was like, I'm not going to go to that gig because it's in the sun and I will die.
Yeah, well...
So sorry, Maggie Rogers, I was really looking forward to seeing
you.
Oh
no, at least you've seen it before though.
Yeah, shame.
But yeah, the point of that story I was getting at was I text you just with a picture of me. I think I did.
Oh yeah.
I literally had Carl's mum's fleece on. She was like, because I packed all holiday stuff to go back home in.
Yeah.
Sat down, she was like, do you want a fleece, love? I was like, yes, please.
Oh my God, so I forgot you sent me that.
Yeah, send you a picture like fucking freezing. You were like, I'm too hot. I'm burnt. And I was like, what, Charlie? Did you just say you are... burnt?
B-U-R-N-T. Burnt.
I thought that you are sun cream advocate.
I thought that you
absolutely shag SPF, Charlie.
Right.
So
I shag SPF
please tell
hard.
Me.
Actually, must say, when I arrived at camp, I met my friends and we put the tent up and
you
we
sound
sat
like something
there.
Out of Parent Trap. When
yeah,
I got
I
to camp.
I got to camp. Got to camp, sat there chilling out, and then my friend from New Zealand wanders over and goes, oh, I've been telling all my friends about your skincare podcast. They're all listening. I'm like, oh my God. So hello to everybody
wow,
in New Zealand.
Hey guys.
Thanks very much to New Zealand Bin.
New Zealand.
His name's Ben, but their vowels are all wrong way around, aren't they? So he says his name is Bin. And he says that when he says his name's Ben, he sounds like he's shouting it.
It's like, Bin.
My name's Bin, not Ben. So
Ben.
Thanks to Ben. And also my friend Rosie comes on. She's like, oh, I've been listening to your podcast and I bought the SPF. So I'm like a little saleswoman over here.
You are. I wish you saw you 3 days later when your face was red as fuck and now you're burning.
Yeah.
Peeling.
Right. Well, the reason why it happened was because it was so hot that I was putting water on my face and then forgetting to put SPF on straight after because my hands were wet. They were also dirty, and I was like, oh, gross, this is grim. I'll put it on in a sec. And then obviously I just got pissed and forgot. So yeah, that's, I got a burnt nose and my forehead started peeling a tiny bit.
Looking very brown though, it's fine. At least you know now for next time.
I was very good with my SPF though. I did take it because I knew it was going to be hot, and I did apply everywhere, so I didn't burn anywhere else. But
okay, Mom, I hope you're telling the truth. Anyway, before we get in, got any funny stories for us?
Have I got any funny stories? I mean, I don't know if it's funny, Ames. This is actually, it's not funny at all.
Go, right.
Yesterday, final day of the festival, I witnessed somebody shit themselves and be sick at the same time, and the sick was purple.
What?
You know, like the colour of a Skittle, like a purple Skittle.
Do you reckon it was too much dark fruits?
I thought that. I was like, but then that doesn't explain the shit.
But how do you know he shit himself?
It was a woman. Right, basically, what had happened was I was walking past, and the most annoying thing was I was with my... help me. I still can't talk.
I wish I had my...
I just bought a curry from this amazing curry place.
Oh, that's not what you want.
I was well excited for it, and off I go. I'm like walking along like la, 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 la. And then I look to the right, and there's like somebody on all fours. And there's this girl, like, stroking her head. And, this woman was quite old. I'd say she was, like, 45, nearly 50. And she was just throwing up. And I was like, whoa, that is revolting. It was like, I'm not even going to get into it. It was just purple. And I was like, oh, God. And, you know, there's situations where you can't help but just keep looking.
Oh, God, yeah, you have to stare. Yeah. You're just like...
Yeah, just like, wow, okay.
You're not even discreet about
it. Yeah, well... I'd walked past her and turned around, and then because she was on all fours, I was like, whoa! I was like, fucking hell, that's double whammy. That is a double whammy. I don't know what was wrong with it, but there was just a big ass patch. It was awful. It's ingrained into my memory.
That's somebody's mum.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine that being your
mum. I think the girl was the daughter.
I'd run away.
She could have had heat stroke. Heat stroke is horrendous.
Can you shit yourself off heat stroke?
Yes, it makes you feel so poorly, yeah. So... I mean, I hope she's okay.
To the lady on all fours who shit herself whilst being sick.
Yeah.
Sending our love. Hope this gets out to you.
Yeah. I feel like I do have some more really funny stories, but I just, right now, my brain cells aren't working.
Fair enough.
That's just the most recent disgusting one.
I love that, though.
Yeah. I didn't go to see Kylie, FYI. Not a fan, before you ask. But anyway.
She looked really boring anyway. Maybe people will... give me shit for saying that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kylie fans.
I went to see Bring Me the Horizon instead. What?
I would have definitely made that decision.
Yeah. Anyway, people probably don't care what I went to see.
Cool. I have a little funny story before we start.
Yeah.
It's not, right, well, it's more of an update than a story.
Mm-hmm.
So ages ago when I was at home, I was on my granddad's iPad. And you were like, Amy, can you just check that this episode's gone up? So checked. On the podcast app on his iPad.
Mm.
Fine, left it there. Went around the other day. And he just started going, oh, my God, it's Amy. Oh, my God. Literally exactly like that. And I was like, all right. And I thought he was saying it because I'd, like, done something really well. And he was just going, oh, my God. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, I've found your podcast.
Oh, no.
I'm not even joking. And I went, what? He went, oh, my God. And he kept saying it, but, like, doing this action with his hands as well. Like,
why,
oh, my God.
Why is he saying that?
Because apparently that's what I go. Apparently he was like, all I could hear was you going, oh, my God, this makeup, oh, my God.
Dad, I'm sorry. I've sworn, like, a lot on this podcast.
Honestly, I was like, I don't want you to listen to that. And he was like, why? He was like, I turned it on. I clicked on this app. Don't even know what it was. Obviously, the podcast app. And I had left Birthday Skin on there.
Oh.
Started playing it. And I was like, I'm sure that's our Amy. And then apparently my grandma just looked at me like absolute shit because she must have heard how much I swear on it. I was like,
oh, no.
I don't want you listening to that, granddad. So I deleted the podcast app. He was like, you've deleted it, haven't you? And I was like, yeah, I have. Because he'll have no idea how to re-download it.
Yeah, fair. So, sorry, Den. Sorry, Valerie. Right, let's get to it, Ames. And like I said before, my intentions were pure.
So I'm going to ask you a little question.
Okay.
How much skincare did you actually take with you?
So, I took with me the La Roche-Posay Dermo Cleanser because the reason I picked that one was because you can, it's like a cream, so you can just rub it on mm-hmm. and then take the excess off with a cotton pad.
Oh, nice.
So I took that, obviously some cotton pads with me. I took my Glossier toner. I took my Drunk Elephant Sea Firmer and my amino acids from The Ordinary and then moisturiser and then, of course, my La Roche-Posay SPF.
Okay, and then how much of that did you actually use religiously throughout your 5 days there?
I had a really good routine in place and I was like, you know what, this is going to be great. I'm going to come back glowing. It's going to be fantastic. And I used a cleanser once.
Right.
On
Not
the
very
Wednesday.
Successful.
You know, on the Wednesday.
So
the
what happened? What happened with that then?
Well, I mean, it was sticky.
Oh.
I put it on my face and I was like, I don't need to use water for this. The queues for the water was really long because it was so hot. And like even the VIPs and the posh people weren't allowed to take showers because
really?
They were on such a water shortage.
Ooh,
yeah. So the water was like reserved for washing your hands and drinking and that was it. So yeah, it was like the queues were really long and I was a bit like, well, I'm not going to go fill up a bucket and try and have a shower or like wash my face in that. So I ended up just being a bit like, you know what? I'm going to use my friend's face wipes.
You did.
So I used Jess's face wipes, yeah.
Fair enough. Thing is, you listed all of those things, and I know only one of them was to take your makeup off.
Mm.
But I know we say no wipes and everything, and like they're bad for the environment, which, Christ, really, really sad. Sorry. But I guess if you were sharing them with a friend.
Yeah, I didn't buy them. Yeah.
It doesn't all boil down to, but it also room in your bag. Wipes can be used for taking your makeup off, giving you a little wet wipe shower.
Yeah, little did wipe. Plenty of those. Yeah, that was pretty grim.
And yeah, it takes up less room in your bag. And when you're going to a festival, you want to save your room for clothes and booze.
Yeah.
That's it.
And like my message of this whole thing is just, look, I've come back and I don't have any more spots than I had when I went. My skin feels healthy other than the slight red nose I've got. But like it's like it's at most 5 days that you're going to be away from your skincare routine, and obviously like all my other stuff, like my toner, I obviously use that every day anyway, and then I picked my amino acids from The Ordinary because it's hydrating. I picked my sea firmer because it was really good for pollution and fighting free radicals from the sun. And then I was obviously using that with my SPF, but then my moisturiser is the same as always. So, like, I wanted to make sure that my skin wasn't getting really dry and dehydrated, and I also just wanted to make sure that I was protecting myself from the sun, which, yes, I failed, but I did try.
You did try. The thought was there.
Some people, fuck me, there were some terrible T-shirt tans.
God, I can imagine. My wife beat her tans.
God, it was scandalous. I was looking, I was just like, I saw a guy with the worst blisters all over his back and his knees.
Oh, no.
Honestly, it was horrendous.
That sounds
horrific.
Awful.
But then in terms of my body, what I took for my body, it was, I tried to be like plastic free, and because the festival was plastic free this year, like all the water that you bought was canned water and stuff like that. I tried to do it, and even like the lanyards and stuff, they were made of like a Hessian little bag.
They?
Yeah, so there was literally no plastic. It was completely 0% plastic. And David Attenborough came on.
Oh
my God, it was fucking great. It was basically just one big ad for his new TV show, but it's fine.
I'd listen to that 10 times over if I saw David Attenborough.
And he nearly cried. It was just the fucking cutest.
He's like 95, isn't he?
I know. He's
doing
treasure.
Well. Yeah, he's doing well.
So I did try to not buy wipes and plastics and things that can't degrade and stuff, but I bought this Dove body like foaming cleanser because I thought I could just whack that on. Oh God, sorry, I've just got a serious bout of tinnitus. Oh God.
What?
Oh God, you know when you just talk and then all of a sudden like you get really high pitched.
Oh yeah, it's like me.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone now. We're good. We're back on track. This will be me for the next week.
That's good.
Along
that's
with
good.
My nightmares and my numb toes.
God's sake.
Christ. So, yeah, I bought the foaming cleanser, thinking I could just, like, foam it on, rub it around, take it off with a cotton pad. That did not work. That left me very sticky.
No.
And by the time I'd managed to grab a cotton pad, it had dissolved into my skin.
That's so sad because I bet you thought, yep, yeah, that's going to work. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I was like, I was well up for it. I was like, you know what? No plastic. no like extra bits. It's going to smell nice. Mm. It's not going to be bad for anything. But it was just horrendous. So I ended up having baby wipe showers every day.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And I didn't take my makeup off for one of the days. Yeah. I didn't even wash my face for one of the days. I'm not gonna lie. At I woke up at 6 a.m. boiling. Yeah.
Oh God, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was violent.
Being in the tent in this heat.
But like, in terms of what I would advise, like, fresh off the back of coming home, is don't stress yourself out. Like, if you listen to this podcast, obviously you like skincare and you want to do the best for your skin, you want to do the best for the environment, and kind of take on board everything we've said. But like, we're not angels. Like, we're obsessed with skincare, but I can't even stick to it. And you know, like, at the end of the day, you're living out of a bag in a field. Like, yeah. what can you expect of yourself?
It is just a lot of convenience as well. Like, obviously, you mean the best, especially yeah. in your day-to-day life. But when you go into, like, a field with yeah. limited water supplies and stuff,
yeah.
you are just going to shop for convenience.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you can make those choices mm-hmm. ethically, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I would always, and I don't know why I didn't do this, take Marcella water.
I know.
I love
know.
It. And you can wipe, like, you can get the bigger cotton pads as well and wipe your body with them.
Yeah, well, that's what I bought. Yeah,
yeah, I always wipe my underboob.
Yeah, like, oh, it, my God.
Honestly, after a gym sesh or a sweaty day, I'll take one swipe to the underboob. It's unreal, like,
I didn't have an underboob. My boobs aren't big enough, to be honest. But I was saying, oh, my God, because one of the girls I was with did an underboob wipe and it just came back. Like, she just dropped the pad on the floor. It was brown. Yeah,
literally minging, innit?
Horrific.
But it's so satisfying. Sometimes when I do an underboob wipe and it comes out clean, I'm like, oh, just wasted that on nothing.
Oh,
just cleaned
shame.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always do, like, a little wipe on my chest. And Marcella water is just so... I don't know. I love it. I take that everywhere. I take it on holiday with me. I take mm-hmm. it to festivals. And I literally use it day to day as well. It's one of my most trusted cleansers.
Yeah. Well, I did think to take it. And, like, obviously buying face wipes crossed my mind for, like, taking mascara and stuff off. But it was mostly that I already had the derma cleanser and I really like it. But it's just so much better with water for me.
In terms of mascara,
yeah.
I sometimes use Vaseline.
Ooh,
honestly, it's really, really good.
Off.
Yeah, so you put... My mum does this all the time. Mm. That's where I got it from. So you just lather your eyelashes in Vaseline, leave it probably for about 3 minutes, and then wipe, and it just dissolves off.
Oh, my God.
I did it once. This is a story. I hope Carl doesn't listen. I know he doesn't anyway. But one time,
I'm so excited to see how you're going to tell this.
So I went back to a friend's house one night after a night out. This was ages ago. And he's a guy and he had absolutely no skincare, mm-hmm. like nothing. Mm-hmm. And all I had was Vaseline. And I was like, right, what am I going to do?
Rub it on your eyes.
No, honestly, my whole face smothered in Vaseline.
Face?
Yeah, I literally put Vaseline. I think I used about a quarter of a tub on my whole face. And then just wiped it off.
Oh,
it takes
hello.
Everything off. Probably not very good for you. It'll probably clog your pores. But for mascara, if you're using it for mascara only, mm-hmm. it actually does work wonders.
Yeah.
So,
fair.
Yeah, try that next time, yeah.
So, I mean, in terms of what we've learned off the back of this whole escapade of me going away for 5 days and coming back sounding like this, being severely... irritated by tinnitus.
You just
here
sound
and
a little
there.
Bit deep, like a little bit croaky.
Yeah. Maybe, oh fuck, I want to sound so good when I sing in the shower.
Thought you were going to say something else then.
Oh God. Oh God.
Alex is in for
that
a treat.
So sexy.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Have
Alex.
You missed me?
Hey, I missed you. Yeah, off the back of what we've learned, number one for me is don't be so like precious about it. It's fine. Like, please don't stress about it. Number two, pick your, like, serums and your toners and any other products wisely, because obviously, like, if you're going somewhere that's hot or if you're going somewhere that's going to be quite cold, then make sure you, like, getting the right products for your skin that's going to keep them hydrated and they're not going to dry out too much or whatever. And then... Is that two or three? I forgot.
You can do it. Come on, we're nearly
Sorry,
over. Come on.
I can do this. Three... Always just take SPF because there were a lot of people that were burning through. There was one cloudy day and people were burning through it. So always take SPF. Mm-hmm. Four, don't forget your bloody lip balm.
Oh,
I've got sunburnt lips. I've never had it before. It was so painful.
You didn't have lip balm throughout the whole festival?
No, I didn't use it as much as you.
Oh my God, I cannot go with a few hours
you
without
lip balm. You are sponsored by lip balms, I'm
sure. I love lip balm, honestly.
No, no, I didn't have any, but Phoebe had some SPF. She had the Carmex SPF 15 watermelon. Ooh. And I kept forgetting to ask her for it, but it really hurt when I put it on my lips afterwards.
Yeah, I can imagine the sting.
Back to our lip care episode. If you've got sensitive lips, just don't go anywhere near any fragrances, yeah, flavours, minty stuff. Just stay away from it because it absolutely kills.
Yeah.
And it also meant that when I was trying to drink my G&Ts, it was stinging my lips.
Oh, no.
And a G&T. So, yeah, always remember your SPF on your lips as well.
Yeah.
But just take some face wipes. Just take them. It's so much better. Mm. Or micellar water, actually.
I'd probably vote micellar water. But it's completely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's not the end of the world. It's only a few days. Don't get so het up about it and literally... listen at me, like, I love skincare and I've planned the whole thing down to a T and absolutely just...
It's one of them as well, where you're going to just be drunk half the time. So
yeah, exactly.
You're either... So after a night out, you're either the kind of person that does your full skincare routine, gets into bed, pissed as a fart, or you just get into bed. I personally do it all.
But I'm a half and half.
Oh, see, so you're not, you can't rely on yourself at a festival then, can you? And I think you just need to accept that. So maybe get something quick, either micellar water or face wipes. Just get it over and done with.
Yeah.
And even maybe invest, or you might already have a serum or something that has a few different ingredients in it.
Yeah.
So double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that, Ames.
But yeah.
I mean, I don't really have a great more to say.
That sentence was really good.
Recovery.
I don't really have a great more to say.
I don't really have a great more to say, but I'm in recovery.
She'll be back better than ever next week.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, guys.
Massive thank you to everybody who has reviewed.
Yeah, thanks.
Please keep going. Because obviously you've been on holiday and I've been at Glastonbury, we didn't really time the revealing of the winner, did we?
We did
well.
Not.
So
we're only human after all.
Yeah. Oh, the killers were there.
Where am I? Only we actually human. Watched that after our really sad barbecue. We watched it on TV and I was like,
well, sorry it made you cry.
Whatever.
Yeah, so we're going to extend it just for one more week and we'll announce the winner on the next episode. I hopefully won't be sounding like this. I will have more than one brain cell. My tinnitus will stop and I still smell, Ames. I still smell.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Sorry. Yeah.
Cool, maybe get an underboob wipe in there.
I don't have any underboob, I just have skin.
Yeah, but you'll still have some underboob. You have boobs. There'll be some under big. To it.
Oh my God, can I just quickly talk before we go away? Miley Cyrus, check out that set, chuff me. Could not believe it.
She's amazing, but she's also still very...
She's amazing, and she nearly pulled a boob out twice. She wasn't wearing a bra, and it's very obvious.
Did you not think a bit awkward because she had a dad at the side of the stage and he came on and she's basically got her nipples out.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever, express yourself, whatever. I watched her and I thought she'd calm down a bit, but she is not. And why did she perform the song off Black Mirror?
Oh, I was well happy about that.
Why?
I was like, oh, honey, I'll do anything for you. I was having a ride rave.
God's sake.
I only heard it in the background, though, because then I had to go and see Bae's Billie Eilish.
Oh, life is so hard.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, what, like, this was like a pinnacle, like 1 minute thought, like 1 second. What songs has Miley Cyrus even got? And then Party in the USA came on and I was like,
yeah, she was my great. Song. I was waiting for The Climb.
Oh my God, Fly on the Wall, I would have been waiting for.
Forgot about
Did
that
Did you not
one.
Sing that?
Classic.
Yeah.
Bloody classic.
Fly on the Wall, great. I just remember the music video in the car park and she's a little fly. Like, maybe I've made that up in my head, but. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a lovely evening sleeping away your sins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster.